What do you do when you have the last message to a dying world? You can't bury your head in the sand and let the precious souls of your father perish. The good news is really good.
What do you do when in cooperation with God you have the tools to bring this scene of misery to an end?
Will you sit and drink with the drunkards for fear of excommunication? The good news is probably too good. Is it true that my father is a real father? That he has a real, literal begotten son? That he is a true God and his son, Jesus Christ the one? Lord, and this is life eternal. What do?
When you are slowly knowing him and his agape.
That he is not the destroyer, but the restorer. That he never demanded death of his son.
That it is I that demanded the death of his only begotten son.
Shame, guilt, where can I hide? The good news is too good to be true.
What do you do when you come into his feast calendar?
Yes, you're now an April Fool, riding high upon the waves of his Holy Spirit.
Receiving the latter rain, my father does love parties where he blesses me with his holy presence.
If it is not too good, it is probably not the good news. Is it true that my father is a real father? That he has a real, literal begotten son? That he is the true God and his son, Jesus Christ the one Lord? And this is life eternal. What do you do with a very nice savior, a high priest ever interceding for you?
Will you cut him off and shut the door of your heart at his calm, pleading knocking?
He is not ashamed to call you brother, sister.
He wants to share his throne with you forever.
If it is not too good, it is probably not the good news. What do you do? Is it true that my father is a real father? That he has a real, literal begotten son? That he is the true God and his son, Jesus Christ the one Lord? And this is life eternal. What do you do?
Ooh, what do you do?
What do you do?